Odiogo.com, the web read for you.
Urban farming, past, present, future. In San Francisco, the value of recycling is now becoming as commonplace as knowing that human industrialization affects climate change. Now, through the city's recycling and composting program, businesses, apartment buildings and homeowners receive incentives for actively managing their waste removal. That's why you're now seeing even more of those large blue, green and black containers throughout the city. But recycling, a 70-year-old national government program in a new way, is what San Francisco's Victory Gardens has done. Susie Palladino of San Francisco's Victory Gardens recently spoke at Green Zebra, highlighted the fact that during World War II, 40% of San Franciscans were growing their own vegetables and fruit through a national incentive program called Victory Farms. That's 40% in land-limited San Francisco. The national program was designed to ease demand for food at a time when the country was redirecting massive food supplies to American military fighting around the world. It's interesting to note some of the campaign material used during that time, which showed how we could support our troops abroad. But nonetheless, the idea that individuals are again being empowered to create and maintain their own backyard, rooftop and community eco-farms is taking root, particularly during these trying economic times. New York City, Indiana, 2008. Victory Gardens, in partnership with the City of San Francisco, planted a functioning test pilot edible garden in front of City Hall, which they managed for 3 months. The Victory Gardens program is where the ideas of natural living, or sustainability as we now call it, has real-time application. With their help, you can learn how to become an urban farmer and really learn how to get your green on. They can be reached at www.svictlorygardens.org. You can also contact Garden for the Environment, which is San Francisco's organic demonstration garden, offering weekly workshops on organic gardening, sustainable landscaping and urban composting, school year and summer programs for youth, and the Gardening and Composting Educator Training Program. Founded in 1990, the Garden for the Environment is a half-acre organic garden in San Francisco demonstrating small-scale urban organic food production, organic gardening, low water use landscaping and urban compost systems. Contact at info@gardenforthenvironment.org. But what about the future of urban farming? Is vertical farming in our future? It's predicted that by the year 2050, 80% of the world's population will live in urban centers. As the global population swells and urban centers lose what little green space they once had, more countries are looking to urban farming to feed their people. The urban environment doesn't have unlimited horizontal farming space, so the natural solution is to build up. Vertical farms can fit easily into the cityscape while providing a local source of food for inhabitants. Even better, they can be placed nearly anywhere that a building can go. Vertical farming. Explore the latest green information below. A Green Door Solar Pod, their Green News Wall Insight Rough Water. Subscribe to updates here.